There was much excitement this week when a private US company launched a mission that was destined to touch down on the moon's surface. But it hasn't gone according to plan, and I've been speaking to science journalist, author and BBC presenter Richard Hollingham, who's also a space boffin. He presents the Space Boffins podcast here on The Naked Scientists, about what's gone on.
Well, Peregrine is, and it will still exist, but it won't land on the moon. It's a private lander, so it had NASA instruments and instruments from other space agencies on board, but it was built by a private company, and NASA bought space on it. There are three cool things about it. Firstly, that it's a private launcher, and there's a whole business in private launchers, private landers. It was a new launcher, and that worked. That was the Vulcan. And also, it was going to be the first US soft landing on the moon since 1972. That's not now going to happen, but, you know, a lot of it has been good.
Do we know what has gone wrong?
It's a propellant leak. We don't know all the details, but they've been tinkering with the software and the hardware on board remotely just to eke out the fuel as much as possible. So, yeah, it's a fault with the lander, but this is a new lander. It's a new enterprise. You know, things like this happen all the time. Elon Musk last year, you know, had two massive explosions with these new rockets he's developing, and they're carrying on building new big giant rockets.
Elon Musk had his unscheduled disassembly moment, didn't he? I think that's how they dubbed it, wasn't it? But what will they be able to do with Peregrine, or what have they done despite the propellant problem?
Well, the instruments are still working. What they're hoping to do is to be able to get it into lunar orbit and maybe do some science. I mean, it tests out the hardware, if nothing else, even if they can't get the instruments to work. But it is stable. They have got it under control. It just hasn't got any fuel to be able to actually land on the moon. But don't worry, there's another private mission coming along. A company called Intuitive Machines is aiming to launch in February, and they're aiming to land their lander, another private mission, near the lunar South Pole.
NASA have some capacity on there as well, do they?
They do. They have an instrument on there in particular that's going to look at what the impact of landing a rocket on the moon is. So the ejector, what sort of spews up from the moon, which is going to have, you know, implications for other landers, particularly when we come to land humans on the moon.
Space journalist Richard Hollingham. Don't forget to tune into Richard's programme, Space Boffins, at The Naked Scientists. And incidentally, we've also heard that the US space agency NASA are going to delay their Artemis portfolio of missions until possibly at least 2026. So we'll have to watch this space for further developments.